Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, February 24th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russia launched an attack against Ukraine, with officials there saying missiles and airstrikes hit the capital Kyiv and several other cities. They said the initial wave of strikes targeted military installations, airfields, and government facilities across the country. President Biden called the move an unprovoked and unjustified attack and said Washington would take further actions against Moscow. Other Western nations also condemned the attack. Russian leader Vladimir Putin said the military operation is intended to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine and bring its leaders to trial. The Russian Defense Ministry said it had targeted only military installations and had not attacked cities or civilian populations. Ukraine called upon NATO member Turkey to block Russian warships from entering the Black Sea via the Bosphorus Strait, a request the country's Security Council is debating this morning. The crisis roiled global financial markets. Stocks in Asia closed down sharply, and European shares fell significantly in early trading. U.S. stock futures also slumped. The price of Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, surged above $100 a barrel for the first time since 2014. Sources say two prosecutors leading the Manhattan District Attorney's years-long investigation into former President Donald Trump and his business have resigned. This came after the grand jury hearing evidence recently appeared to pause its activity, according to sources. A spokeswoman for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg said that the investigation is continuing and that the office was grateful for the prosecutor's service. On Wall Street, investors will be watching new readings on U.S. home sales and GDP growth, as well as weekly jobless numbers due out this morning, and Moderna and Dell are among the companies expected to report earnings today. For live coverage of the developments in Ukraine and the international reaction, visit the Journal's live blog at WSJ.com. We also have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.